Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Inner West Local Planning Panel. My name is Alison McCabe and I'm the chair for today's meeting. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Gadigal Wangal people of the Eora Nation, on whose country we are meeting today. We acknowledge and respect elders past, present, and emerging. As I said, my name is Alison McCabe and I'm the chair of today's panel. Today's panel comprises Mark Adamson, Lisa Truman, and Lee Richards. We don't have any apologies for today's meeting. I am going to ask right at the beginning whether we have any declarations of interest, and I'm just going to go around the panel members. Mark, any declarations of interest? That would be a no. Lee, any declarations of interest?
No, none conflicts.
Thank you. Lisa, any declaration of interest?
Yes, I have a non-pecuniary interest declaration of interest for item 577 Glassop Street.
Thanks, Lisa. The way today will run is that we will follow the order of the agenda, and I'll get to that in a minute. Lisa will step out for item five and then come back in for item six. We have six matters on today's agenda. As I said, they will be dealt with in turn. Item one is a standing matter which lists the development applications that are likely to be coming to the panel. Item two deals with an application for review for 12 Stanley Street in Stanmore. Item three is a modification application at 9 Gerald Street, Marrickville. Item four is a development application at 25 to 25A Edwin Street, Croydon. Item five is a modification application at 77 Glassop Street, Balmain. And item six is a development application at 10 England Avenue at Marrickville. As I said, those matters will be dealt with in order. I just want to make a few opening comments about how today's meeting will run and how the panel is considering these matters. Panel has had the opportunity to inspect the sites. We've read the agenda, the associated assessment reports. We have copies of the submissions received and have read those submissions in accordance to, in addition to the council officer's summary of those submissions. That includes late submissions that have also been received up to the date of the meeting. Given the forum that we're holding this meeting on, it is critical that everybody keep their devices on mute, and that nobody speak unless I ask them or invite them to speak. This is a public meeting and the meeting is being recorded, which means that information regarding comments and presentations made at this meeting will be available on that recording, and that recording is available to any other persons in accordance with the regulations. The recording of the meeting will be uploaded to Council's website, usually by the end of the week. We have a number of people who are registered to speak today.
Also had some high potential incidents. One.
Sorry, who can we just put your, as I said at the beginning, no one is to speak unless I invite them to speak, and everybody's device, please keep it on mute. As I said, we have a number of people registered to speak today, and I will go to those people with each matter. Submitters will be called on first and are generally given 3 minutes to make a presentation. Once I've heard from all the submitters, we will then go to the applicant if they are registered, and they will be able to make a presentation. In all instances, I will invite panel members to ask questions of those who made a submission or a presentation. The fact that we don't ask questions doesn't mean that we're not interested, but we basically will just mean that you've been very clear in what your position is. As I said at the beginning, very important that nobody interrupt while people are speaking, and nobody's to speak unless I invite them to. We will, as I said, deal with each matter in turn. Once we've dealt with the agenda item, there will be no further discussion of that matter in the public forum. That means there'll be no further discussion, or we won't hear from anybody else on that matter. Once we've dealt with every item, we will then close the meeting to the public, and the panel will then adjourn to deliberate on the applications, the reports, and what we've heard at today's meeting to actually formulate our decision and then our ultimately a determination. The panel's responsibilities today is to consider the material in an unbiased and transparent way and to make decisions in accordance with our responsibilities under the planning framework. So with that, I'm going to move to item one. And item one, as I said, is a standing item, which is a list of reports that are likely to be coming to the panel meeting. And there is five items on that, just as said, keeping the panel on track as to what may be coming up. So I'll just with item one, we'll just note that by the panel, and there's no discussion on that matter. I'm going to move to item two. Item two is the application for review of a determination for the removal of one tree located within the rear setback of 12 Stanley Street in Stanmore. We have one person who's been registered to speak, Mr. Ian Pike. Ian, are you on the line? And see, Ian, are you on the line? See your name. We're not hearing you, Ian. I can see your device going on and off. What I might do, Ian, is it seems that you might be having a little bit of difficulty logging on. I might get Claire just to give you a ring, and what we might do is, no, we can see you. I can't hear you though. No, I still can't hear. Claire, is there any trick to this?
I'm not sure. Sometimes it does do this.
Yes. Okay. I'll post it here for a little while. We can actually just sit. I can see Ian. I just can't hear you.
Maybe look for a little microphone icon.
No. Mark, did you have a suggestion? Sorry.
I was saying, Mr. Pike, maybe if you're on the Zoom screen, in the bottom left-hand corner, there's a little audio symbol. You can click on that and it should activate the microphone. If you've done that and we still can't hear. Connecting to audio. That looks promising.
That's right. Yeah. And are you speaking? That's not working. Look, Ian, can you hear us? Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to move on to the next item, and I'm going to come back to you at the end to give you some time to see if we can figure out how to assist in getting you logged on, and maybe Claire or somebody at council can assist Ian with that. I'm going to put you at the
end. Can you
end
hear
of
me, Claire?
Is that you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
thank you.
Don't
finally got there. My apologies, Chair.
Rightio. Okay, Ian, after all that, you have the floor. As I said, we've had the opportunity to read the report. Happy to hear from you. You've got generally 3 minutes to make your presentation.
Thank you, Chair. And I've got 3 points, and I think they cascade. My first point is I think the report over attributes the amenity that the tree provides. From my perspective, it can only be seen from the backyards of 10 and 12 Stanley Street. Even if you were in the neighbourhood in the rear yard adjoining, you wouldn't see it for the stand of trees that already exist. So my main argument is that we would rely that the fact that it doesn't actually provide the amenity that's stated. Failing that argument, I would ask the panel to consider we would be open to planting a replacement tree, ideally to a maximum of about 2.5 metres. We didn't put that in the original application, but I note in the report that it leaves open that as a possibility. It's something that if we had a discussion, we would have availed ourselves and included that perhaps in the submission. So I would ask the panel that, failing the argument about the amenity, that we consider approval subject to replacement with a tree up to about 2 to 3 metres in height. And that would give us an opportunity to address the sort of concerns that we have. Failing one or two, the other opportunity is to just be clear about the level of pruning that we can undertake. Now, this tree is quite voracious in terms of its growth, and it's going to be problematic at some particular point in time. So my preference would be, failing the discussion around amenity, is to replace it with a tree that's more suitable for that site. Is that clear, Chair, in terms of the lines of argument?
Yeah, that's. I understand. Do you want to? I understand that you don't want to keep the tree. Just picking up on that, was there any arborist report or a professional report that came in with the application supporting or otherwise why the tree should be removed?
The main lines of argument, our neighbour is 100 years of age, and she was quite stressed by the tree in terms of the overshadowing of her yard, her clothesline, but also mainly her walker and the access to the yard. So the range of droppings would not normally be an issue for most people, but certainly for our neighbour, she was quite stressed by it and worried about having a fall. And the walker in that backyard, it is concreted her backyard, and it's a bit of an issue, and it is dominant in the yard, so it's coming back towards our property to our house and overshadowing the house. There is a fair bit of leaf litter coming from the other trees, the jacarandas and the like, but we're not seeking to do anything about the jacarandas there in the neighboring property. So there's significant stand of trees adjoining to the property itself.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ian. That's very clear. I'm just going to ask the panel members whether they've got any queries or questions of you. Lisa, do you have any questions of Ian?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Mark?
No questions from me. Thank you.
Leah?
No questions. Thank you.
And look, it's a fairly contained issue, so it's quite straightforward in understanding the position. So as I said, we'll take we've got your positions very clear, and your application is clear. So we've got council reports, so we'll take all of that into consideration in our determination.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for that. And as I said at the beginning, there's no other further discussion on this matter. So you're very welcome to stay on the line, but don't feel that you need to.
Thank you, Chair. We'll go. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item three. Item three is a modification application at 9 Gerald Street in Marrickville for the deletion of a deferred commencement condition to allow a range of events and some further amendments to conditions issued on that consent to allow for some amplified music as well. We don't have anybody registered to speak on this matter. And for that reason, the panel won't have any further discussion at this public meeting. So we will move on from item three. As I said, no further discussion of that in this forum. We have the report and the recommendations from council officers, and we'll make our determination based on that. Moving on to item four, this is a development application at 25 to 25A Edwin Street, South Croydon. This is for a Torrens Title subdivision of the existing dual occupancy into two lots, partial demolition of the existing structures and construction of a ground floor and first floor addition, rear deck and one hardstand car park space. Again, for item four, I don't have any people registered to speak on this matter. And for that reason, there won't be any further discussion of this matter in this forum. And the panel will take into consideration. This one didn't attract any submissions, and we'll take into consideration the council report and recommendation that we have in front of us. So again, no further discussion of item four in this forum. Moving on to item five, which is the development the modification application at 77 Blassett Street in Balmain. This is a modification to the approved demolition of the existing structures and the construction of a residential flat building with basement car parking and landscape works. Lisa, I note that you're going to remove yourself from the meeting and log on back for item six, and I'll get Claire to contact you when we're ready to move to item six. We do have a number of submitters on item five. And I'm just going to check that they're all online, and then we'll deal with everybody in order. Christine Gibson. Christine, are you here? Going to have the same issue. Christine? Christine, are you online? Come back to you. Sayed, I've said that correctly. Are you online?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold that thought. Thank you.
Yes, I am.
Liliana?
Yes.
How do I say your last name? Sorry.
Ermilova.
Okay, thank you. And you're the applicant?
Correct.
Thank you. I will leave you to last. So I'm just going to, Christine, are you online? Claire, can you just make sure I'm not, we're not having the same issue? I can't see.
I did see her number before, but it's gone.
Yeah. Maybe I'll hear from Sayed and, Claire, did you see her log on?
I thought I saw her mobile number come up. I was checking, but it seems to have gone now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, hold on. I'll go to Sayed. Sayed, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I just want everyone to know I'm available to answer any questions in the event there is any, but I have nothing to add. I think Liliana will answer all questions. I'm here just in a support role if it's required.
All right. So you didn't have anything that you wanted to say to the panel?
No.
Just available to answer questions.
Sure.
Rightio. In that case, I'll move on to Liliana then. Liliana, did you have I'm assuming you've had an opportunity to read the report and see the proposed conditions. So I'm very happy to hear from you in terms of any presentation that you want to make to the panel.
I have. Well, the main reason why I registered to speak was just to be available to give any answers to potential objectors who submitted objections to this development. I'll be very quick. If we don't have anyone from objecting parties, I just want to reiterate that as a first place, we agree with the recommendation by council for the application to be approved with conditions. And my main point was going to be, again, my presentation now probably doesn't make sense because we didn't, I mean, we read the objections, but we didn't hear people, you know, talking about them. So my main point, what I wanted to just present to everyone, council as well, are that this is section 4.55 application. This development has been approved. So the amendments between original approval and the current section 4.55 are very minimal. And the main reasons why this application was submitted, there are three main reasons. So it's nothing to do with creating additional livable space, adding extra floor or amending the project. The main reasons are compliance with the statutory requirements, and I'll explain this a little bit later, buildability of the project, and class two requirements. We are probably all aware that these days we can't proceed with the CC, which is currently we're working on CC for this project, unless we have addressed every single item which was done during the design development needs to be addressed via section 4.55. So this is basically what we're doing. We have coordinated the project structurally, services, statutory requirements, and we're saying technically the project is ready to go for CC, but we need to get planning approval via this process, section 4.55. So this was going to be my explanation. It's the same project, same area, looks identical, just the reason for extension of the height, which is absolutely minimum, is buildability, because the previous approval was for a section of flat roof, but you can't build a terracotta tiled roof being flat. So this is the reason why we literally extended that flat roof to a pitched roof, and it's absolute minimum. So we believe that there is no further impact to neighboring properties or their amenities to what it was previously. And again, I'm here to answer any other questions. Should we have some of the parties that were objecting to this section 4.55? Thank you.
Thanks, Liliana. There were a number of objections to the application, and I'm sure you've had an opportunity to look at those. So maybe, as I said, I had thought we would have one person speaking, but I might just ask a question about, there was some concerns about trees on adjoining properties. So I can see that council has added some additional conditions about tree protection measures. Do you want to just maybe touch on those as to what you've done there? And also there was another concern about privacy screening, and you might want to just, and potential overlooking to adjoining properties as well. Do you want to just touch on those aspects?
Yes. Well, in regards to the tree protection, if we're purely looking this application, section 4.56, correct myself from before, we have the comments about the trees are not relevant for this application. I know they are relevant for the application as a whole, But literally, we are not proposing in this application to do anything different to what was proposed and approved previously. And there were many conditions in the previous approval. So we are following those. And also, I've read some additional notes. We are happy to follow all additional conditions and definitions of the canopy or descriptions. But that has nothing to do with this actual section 4.55, because literally we that is not part of this application, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do understand that, but I think it is a matter that's been raised in some submissions, and I understand there's some recommended conditions to ensure the protection of those trees on
absolutely, the absolutely. And we're already looking at separately at the stormwater and sewer design, and this is number one priority. We can demonstrate you our current drawings, which are showing in every single drawing. We're showing the tree preservation zone. So we are fully aware of the requirements for protection of these trees.
And just again, just for more for the record, we understand that the application has been amended since it was originally lodged to maintain some elements of that original approval, in that the roof deck's been reduced back to the size generally of what was approved, and there's the retention or the continuation of ensuring that we've got timber windows, which was a heritage concern, I think.
Absolutely. All the items that were marginally maybe amended during the design development process were literally amended back to the original approval, including the entry door, including the materiality of the windows, reduction of the rooftop terrace. We brought back the privacy screens, and I saw there is new condition for the privacy screens to be timber, which makes lots of sense for them to be timber, same as the window frames. And there was one objection about privacy, but we believe privacy to the neighboring properties is fully addressed from the both side elevations. If you look at the side elevations, it's full coverage of the privacy for all neighbors.
Okay, thank you. Panel members, any questions about Liliana while we've got her? Mark?
None from me, thank you.
Thank you. Leah?
No, none from me, thank you.
Thank you. Liliana, thank you. The panel's had an opportunity to do a comparison against the plans that were approved by the Land Environment Court and your proposal, and we'll be looking at that in a bit more detail as well. So across the degree of change, and it's good to hear that there were amendments made to ensure that those elements that were in that original approval were maintained. So with that, so I'm just going to do one more call out for Christine, in case she's managed to...
I am here.
Oh, good. Thank you. So Liliana, please stay on the line.
Yep.
Christine, we've kind of gone out of order, but we couldn't find you originally. So you have the floor. And I'm not sure whether you're here at the beginning, but you've got 3 minutes to make a presentation.
Sure. My concern is with overlooking and tree 10's significant role in preventing it, and why every measure should be taken to prevent incursions into the correctly assessed TPZ of tree 10 to ensure the ongoing health and well-being of tree 10. Tree 10 prevents significant overlooking into my property, indoors and outdoors, from the three households at the rear of 75 Glassett Street and the projected five households at 77 Glassett Street that will have sight lines over the back fence. Once the development is complete and without Tree 10, I will have eight households able to look into great swathes of my property anytime they please. That is a significant amount of overlooking. I asked the panel to look at the image on the last page of my submission of the 7th of November. The image is from approximately November 2020 and was taken from the balcony of the middle rear apartment at 75 Glassett Street. It gives the panel a clear visual of the extent of overlooking. Should Tree 10 not survive the development, the three households at the rear of 75 Glassett Street will look into all of my courtyard and the rear extension, which is not able to be seen in the photo because Tree 10, it largely blocks it. I asked the panel to look at the image on the second page of the submission, second last page of the submission. This is an image from the existing rear balcony at 77 Glassett Street, taken in approximately June 2022. Tree 10 is blocking views into my pool and garden, the same views that could be seen in the picture before. Without Tree 10, 77 Glassett Street would see into all of the garden and pool area, and because the development would be closer to the fence, maybe I would look down into the courtyard and living areas. You will see there is already some ability to see into my ground floor living areas. I asked the panel to look at the image on page 2 of my submission. It maps the correct TPZ against the proposed development. It shows that the proposed relocated pool, proposed relocated OSD, hard landscaping surfaces, retaining walls and stormwater infrastructure all occur within the correct TPZ. The 39.266 metres squared part of the TPZ on 75 Glassett Street is where the proposed stormwater easement is intended to pass through. We are in this position of needing to consider the TPZ because the applicant's arborist provided incorrect data. And that data was never corrected or looked at by council, notwithstanding that I repeatedly made submissions that nobody had ever come onto my property to look at the tree and that the arborist had incorrectly identified the tree next to Tree 10, i.e. Tree 11. Had the TPZ been correctly calculated from the outset, it is likely council would have required a greater setback to prevent incursions into the TPZ, including incursion from the earthworks required to build the property. As things currently stand, I expect the earthworks will inevitably encroach into the TPZ because the excavation will need to occur past the eventual building line and then be backfilled. I've only got two more paragraphs. Tree 10 is the sole means of preventing overlooking. There are no hard privacy screens on any of the openings at the rear of the proposed development, and apartment 6 does not even have a solid balustrade. Before deciding this matter, I asked the panel to consider the proposed conditions and amendments to conditions set out in my submission of 7th of November and any other conditions the panel considers necessary to protect the health and well-being of Tree 10. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. It's very clear. We've got a number of those submissions and we are familiar where Tree 10 is. I'm just going to open up to the panel members to see if they've got any questions of you. Mark, any questions or queries?
No, I have no questions, and I have looked at the submission in regards to the tree in detail as well.
Thank you. Leah, any questions about?
No, no further questions. I've seen the submitted documents and listened to the applicant's arguments.
Yeah, thank you. Christine, we've also...
May I just ask...
You've had your time to present, so I'm just making some comment... now, and I will ask Liliana to respond to some of those issues in relation to the tree if she can. We do have the plan, so we are actually, Christine, taking a quite a detailed look as to where the original application was approved and what further incursions are going into that TPZ. So we will, where we are, very specifically looking at those issues and do agree that it's important that that tree be retained and everything done to ensure its retention. Liliana, do you Did you have anything more that you wanted to respond to in relation to the tree and the proposed works that you're doing?
Well, I can only say that this objection basically refers to the project being there at all. But we
about the tree and how your building is, how the proposed building relates to the tree. And I think you did respond. You, let's deal with the modification. We see that there's some OSD tanks that are going outside of the building. How is that going to impact upon the tree, if at all?
Well, I know we have separate set of drawings dealing with the easement, and I'm not sure if we can present them or we need to submit them to council. So I can't provide any further comment in this for this particular tree, unless knowing exactly what the question is.
All right, that's all right. As I said, it's clear for the panel. We understand what the issue is. We have a lot of information on that, so we will be looking at that quite closely.
Thank you,
Liliana and Christine, for taking the time.
Chair, I would really like the opportunity, if possible, just to respond to one thing that Liliana said.
Christine,
I wasn't able to prepare for it because I didn't know she was going to say that.
No, look, as I said, clear to both of us. As I said, you've had your 3 minutes. I only asked Liliana would have gone last, and I just wanted her to respond to the tree if possible, but she hasn't added anything to that. It's a matter for the panel now. So I am going to thank you both for taking the time.
Okay, that's actually really lamentable. That's actually really lamentable because it's actually really important that the only reason I am raising this now is because of the incorrect calculation, and that is on the applicant.
We understand, Christine, you've had your time to present. Your point has been very clearly made. It doesn't need to be made again. We have that information, and we are we'll be looking at that very closely. So, again, I'm thanking you for the time, and I am now going to move on to the next agenda item. We will not be discussing item 5 any further, but rest assured those issues will be looked at in detail. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Claire, can you just make sure that Lisa is back on? Sorry, no, please don't interrupt or ask anything until I come to the next item. Claire, can you just make sure that Lisa is back on the line for us?
She's just not joining now, Chair.
So moving on to item 6. So item 6 is the development application at 10 England Avenue, Marrickville. Is Lisa on the line yet?
Yes, she is, Chair.
Thank you. Is the development application at 10 England Avenue at Marrickville. It's for the demolition of the existing structures, Torres Title subdivision of the existing lot into 4 lots, and construction of a 2-storey semi-detached dwelling on each lot, including construction of in-ground swimming pools and tree removal. We have 3 people registered to speak, and I'm just going to make sure that they're on the line. I've got Gillian Dalla Poser. I'm sure I've mangled that. So is Gillian on the line?
I am.
Thanks. Oh, good. I can see you. Thanks, Gillian. Pat Harrington. Pat, are you on the line? Pat Harrington?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. Thanks, Pat. And then Matthew Blake. Matthew, are you on the line?
I'm here, yep.
Excellent, thank you. I'm going to go in order. So, Gillian, you're on the top of my list on this matter, so you'll have the floor. And if possible, please speak to the 3 minutes. Thanks.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so my name is Gillian, and I have lived in England Avenue with my husband for over a decade. I have talked with almost all 18 properties that border number 10, and we were all expecting something to be built on the land. That is not what we're objecting to. We're objecting to the complete overdevelopment and the absolute lack of consideration for the livability of the homes that surround it. The majority of our concerns have been 100% supported in Council's recommendation to refuse the proposal, but I would like to highlight a few that will seriously affect my home. So the first is setbacks. With so many backyards facing onto this development, we request that the side setbacks of lots C and D be treated as rear setbacks with a minimum of 3.3 metres on each side. The second is size and scale. These four buildings are imposing and way too big for the land, and as Council has expressed, do not comply. But personally, Lot C will block our view of the sky, and we will no longer be able to see the sky from our living area, which I have provided images in my submission. It will also create major overshadowing, but as Council has confirmed, the developer has not provided adequate shadow plans for anyone to see how they'll truly be affected. The next is privacy. Not a single thing has been designed in these buildings to make sure the privacy of people's living spaces, backyards, and bedrooms have been maintained, and all glazing is excessively large. I'm also concerned of the safety of my young family. As just one example of the inconsiderate design, there is a 2.4 meter louvered window positioned in a shower, overlooking the center of my backyard and open plan living area. Someone could stand in the shower and expose themselves at my family. I propose all windows on the second floor of lot C and D face backyards. The face backyards are changed to skylights or frosted and high enough not to see out of. The light pollution is also a concern. We request the removal of doors C5 and glazing C12 and C3. These huge 2.4 meter fixed panels on both the upper and lower level, which for context are almost half the width of my entire property and a few meters from the back fence, will create light spill and major privacy concerns. Parking is also a huge issue. This property has an existing driveway, which should be used to access all four properties. We object to the removal of a street tree and off-street parking. The first 12 houses on England Avenue and tens more on Addison Road have no off-street parking, so rely on these spots. What's more, Council has just removed two spots to create stormwater garden, so parking has never been more precious. All this, add all this to the fact that all four buildings are out of character to the area and there's not enough large trees being planted on the borders to replace the old trees. And we agree with Council that this proposal should be refused and completely redesigned. Thank you.
Thanks, Gillian. I'm just going to check to see whether any of the panel members have any queries or questions of you in terms of your presentation. Mark?
None from me, and have certainly reviewed those issues raised.
Leah?
No further questioning from me. Thank you.
Lisa?
No questions from me either. Thank you very much.
It's very clear, Gillian. Thank you. Pat Harrington.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Are we able to see you, or are you on your on the phone?
I'm playing around with my devices. Hang on.
That's all right if you can't. We can hear you. So you'll have the floor.
I'll try to do something. All right. Following up pretty much what Gillian said there, but just a few other things there to include. There's sewer pipes that were totally left out of this design from the start, never even considered to include. There is a tree in number 9 East Avenue, East Street, that has either been misplaced or it's not included in the design. This is the largest tree in the area. It's very mature and it's got a lot of nests in it and wildlife and such. Just with wildlife, I know there's possums in the area. I've seen bush turkeys the other day, actually. I know there's a powerful owl and such things, and bats frequent the area as well. So while we understand this needs to be developed, there's no thought of how we get rid of the animals as such, just push them aside pretty much. When you look, when I look at them properties, and I actually inspected it, the area when it was for sale, I can see asbestos, and it's far more than 10 square meters, which is allowable by WorkSafe. So There's no management plan decided there. There's also lead on paint on the sheds. The airplane noise plan, that was only designed for the building itself, and nothing about how it would affect a big house would affect all the small houses around. The solar impact on my house. Sorry,
Pat, I've just got someone who's gone off. Yeah, they've gone back onto mute. Thank you.
As for the solar impact, I have that large house, large tree to the north of my back garden. I'll never see the sun again. As such, 6.3 just off of my boundary is just far too big. And again, windows viewing into my garden, I don't think they'll like me when I show my bare butt. Yeah, the new neighbours will then be complaining to others, but I was here first. The rainwater tanks are calculated for the roof size. They'll be full within 25 mil to 30 mil. And then what happens to the rainwater? It just floods off into every, and that's just the roofs. And that will just flood into everyone else's garden. And there's no consideration. The lack of parking, 4-bedroom houses. Yeah, well, if you get teenagers in it, or kids, they'll end up wanting to drive cars. One car space is far too small for 4-bedroom houses. Far too small. As to why there has to be 4 bathrooms or en suites into a house, yeah, it's just silliness. Just far too big for what we have to do.
Excuse me, Chair, that's 3 minutes.
Thanks, Pat. Can you just maybe sum up your main points? You've come to the end of your 3 minutes.
Okay, that's right. So, look, I spotted the surveyors going around picking up all the properties around here from the very beginning. There was no consultation. We were just given this plan. And part of this plan is to actually replace all the fences at 1.8, which is lower than my existing fence. And how do they expect to consult into taking down my fence if they weren't prepared to consult at the start? And how they're going
to
protect.
So you needed to sum up, so I'm going to now stop you.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fair enough.
Thanks. Thank
you.
Pat.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That's all right. Hold on the line. I'm just going to check whether anybody had any particular questions arising from some of your matters that you raised. Mark, any questions?
None from me.
Thanks. Leah?
No. I'm clear from the material that's been provided.
Thanks. Lisa?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt, over to you.
Thanks. I think everything I really had outlined to say has already been covered. I'll just read a few paragraphs. It won't take too long, but I would like to object to the DA at 10 England Avenue, Marrickville. As others have said, I'm not opposed to a development of the space, but the one proposed does not seem to consider the many properties surrounding it. On a personal level, I'm concerned with the loss of privacy. Sorry, I should say I live at 147 Addison Road. The loss of privacy, having 2 balconies and 2 bathrooms looking over my backyard. This is where my young daughter plays. In addition, I find the overshadowing concerning. We have a fairly modest 2-bedroom home with minimal living space. As a result, we spend a great deal of time in our backyard. Losing the sun and privacy would detrimentally impact the use and livability of this space. Due to the unique configuration of this internal lot, I believe a single-story building would be much more appropriate. More broadly, I'm concerned about the loss of trees and parking. Most homes in the area do not have parking. I would love to have a driveway. This property is proposing 3. A building of this size would also likely impact water runoff, but I cannot see where this is spoken about in the DA. People who are saying this should be approved because it increases housing density appear to be saying that it should happen anywhere, anyhow, but we must carefully consider where and how this proposal is not reasonable and needs to be reconsidered. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Matt, for that. That's very clear. I'm just going to check whether anyone had any questions. Mark?
None from me, thank you.
Leah?
No, no further questions.
Lisa?
No questions from me, thank you.
As I said at the beginning, like the fact that we're not asking questions, we have been to the site, we've read those submissions, so we do understand a number of those issues that you've raised. So thank you for taking the time to present to the panel. It's important for the panel to hear everybody's concerns or either objections or support either way, so that we can make a proper decision, taking all that into account. So I've come to the end of the agenda. That's our last item, item six. As I said, there will be no further discussion of these items in a public forum. I'm going to thank everybody for taking the time to log on to the meeting. The panel will now be considering what we've heard. We'll probably have a few questions of council officers, but we'll be making our deliberations and formulating our decisions on these matters. The panel's decisions will normally be uploaded to the council website generally by the end of the week as well. So keep a lookout for the on council's website. So once again, thank you everybody for taking the time out of your day to present to the panel. Those of you who didn't speak, thank you for logging on to observe. I'm now going to close the meeting to the public and let everybody go home. Panel members and council officers, I think we stay on this link as everybody leaves. Thank you. The meeting's closed.